Hey, we just went back to start editing this episode, and it turns out we said Nick several times when we meant Brian. So just wanted to say, sorry, Brian.
Sorry, Brian. We know your name's Brian. Yeah. I think we had another Nick on the outline somewhere and then kept saying that.
Yeah, everything got all mixed up, but every time we said Nick today, we were talking to you, Brian. Sorry.
Well, 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 the Tarot Boys are back in town.
Here we are. Spoiler alert.
Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, a podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That's my bro, Brian.
And that's my bro, Ben.
And here we are, together again, for some tarot.
And Ben, there's a lot of different tarot spreads if I'm not incorrect. Is that correct?
You are correct.
I am correct.
My dude. Will this ever get old?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. What about the podcast? Will that ever get old?
We're at, 94, 95 episodes?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think that we've pretty much established ourselves in the annals of history.
Which means?
Which means that it'll never, it may age, but it will never get old.
Okay, like a fine wine.
Yes.
Wine
does just get old, though.
Okay.
Like, if you have, like, a 200-year-old bottle of wine, you probably shouldn't crack that open.
That's a lot like this podcast.
Yeah. If you have a 200-year-old episode of this podcast, don't crack it open. It's probably not good.
All right. Well, on this podcast, as Brian alluded to, there are a lot of different tarot spreads, and we don't do most of them. What we do is draw... What?
I said hee-hee.
Oh, so mature. What we do...
We're the tarot bros.
I'm going to stop saying that. We draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
We do a card of the week for everybody.
And then we do an outro, which is mostly for me.
Should we just...
It's kind of like when you read before bed, you know, like you're getting yourself ready for the transition. And that's what the outro is for me. It's getting me ready for the transition of leaving.
Yeah, it's good podcast hygiene.
Yeah, you don't just want to stop. You know, it's like after you run, you got to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
After you do a 30-minute podcast, you got to outro.
You got to
outro. Before you can leave. Otherwise, you could really hurt yourself.
Yeah, you could be just in the middle of the day wandering around and be like, I need a moment of silence for the lost laws.
Exactly. So for other podcasters out there, other people wanting to podcast, remember, always do your outro.
Always do your outro and floss and before bed.
Always do your intro. That's a good warm up into the thing.
Yeah, that lets people know what you're about to do and who you are. If you're regular people or if you're some sort of bro.
Welcome to the Amateur Tarot Bros Podcast School of Podcasting.
We're laying it all out. So the lines are open. So if you want to just call us with any questions you have about podcasting.
The lines are open.
And until we receive a call, we're going to go ahead and jump into Quirin's Corner.
This was not planned. I feel like did we get a call?
We have gotten a call, actually. We got one call for Quirin's Corner.
On our phone number that we say at the end of every show?
On the phone number that we say at the end of every show, someone called and left us a voicemail.
That number's in operation?
It always has been.
I thought that was just a joke, like, thank you too.
No, it's a real thing. Wait, are you not legitimate when you thank the people we thank at the end of the episodes?
I just meant the thank you too. When I thank people, I'm very... All right, so today, who does our question come from?
Today, our question comes from Brian. And Brian...
No, that's you. You can't call the number and then say we got a call.
No, it's Brian with a Y.
Oh, okay. A different Brian.
A different Brian.
Okay.
Brian, on his voicemail, says...
Hey, guys. This is Brian Young, the show's biggest fan. I thought I would give you a call to ask a question because I'm curious. Should I write about space paladins or should I write about space, something else? Thanks for the show, guys. Really enjoy it.
Technology.
Technology. It's so wonderful.
Wow. Well, I feel like we can probably just quit now.
Yeah. Because we've gotten a phone call, like we've gotten all of the different ways that people could reach us.
Yeah. And now we've done it. We've succeeded. We've achieved the goals that we've set for ourselves.
But what if this is just the beginning? What if we can let this ride and this is where we really start to take off as a podcast?
That would require me to spend more time on this podcast.
What if it didn't?
Go on.
What if it just required me to spend more time on the podcast and you could still just show up once a week?
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Great. So should I repeat Brian's question?
Yeah, go ahead and repeat Brian's question. And this is Brian with a Y, just okay. So you don't get confused.
So, well, I'll just sum it up. So Brian says he's the show's biggest fan, which he's laying down the gauntlet.
Yeah. So if anyone's a bigger fan than Brian, then let
you
us know.
You should call in.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some sort of prize for being our biggest fan.
So Brian is curious. Should he write about Space Paladins or should he write about something else?
These are the important questions that we answer on Amateur Tarot Pod.
That's why we're here.
All right. Well, should we get down to it?
Yes. Well, Brian, it appears as if you're pulling the deck out of some sort of small Vera Bradley clutch.
That's right. It's a homemade bag for the Daniloff deck.
It's homemade?
Yeah. I work with a lot of, or when I hang out with tarot people, mm-hmm. a lot of tarot people make these cool little custom bags.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Here is the Daniloff deck.
Now, the Daniloff deck has cards with different borders on it.
Yeah, I think it's the court cards that have the white borders.
Okay, that's cool. Well, so the Daniloff tarot is pretty cool in that, well, like the court cards kind of look like playing cards mm-hmm. a little bit, which is neat. And then the imagery, Brian, describe the imagery. How do I describe the imagery?
It's
medieval.
It's medieval cartoon.
Yeah, that's good. Medieval cartoon.
But not primitive at all.
No.
It's a very modern style, just portraying medieval things. But the colors, the faces especially, they're very modern looking.
When you pulled this out of the Vera Bradley custom bag, I was skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a convert.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in 4 to 5 star territory, and I'm just undecided.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do the reading, and then we'll figure out if it's at 4 or 5 stars. Yeah, this deck, when I first laid my eyes on it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is delicious.
You are giving me a lot of decks lately that are good. Now,
maybe you're getting soft in your old age.
Or is it that people know when they produce a deck that it's going to end up in my Indie Deck Teardown hands?
Oh, it could be.
And so they're anticipating that and putting in the extra effort because I have such clout.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be what it is people look at their finished tarot deck and then they're like, ugh, but is this going to get 3 stars from Ben? Because that's all people can truly hope for.
Yeah.
Is just to be good enough.
I have an idea. I'm going to pitch it to you on the show.
All right. Spoiler alert.
Should we, at the end of the year, which is fast approaching, do sort of some sort of bracket
where we rank the decks that we've ranked and see who comes out on top?
Yeah, like let's take the 4 and 5 star decks because there's not a lot of difference between those.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, either we can do our own just like top 3 decks of the year. That could be fun. Or also we could put a bracket in our Facebook group and then do like a vote.
Yeah, let's have a real bracket in the Facebook group for sure.
And then we can come out with the Amateur Tarot's Choice Deck of the Year.
Yeah, the 2018 Deck of the Year. Or I guess it would be the 2019 Deck of the Year based on 2018's ratings.
No.
It would be the 2018.
It's a retrospective.
Okay, so 2018.
But it's also not just decks that were published in 20. It's more like decks that you showed me in 2018.
Right.
Still works.
Yeah, it still works.
Okay, cool. Glad we could have our little like company brainstorm.
Perfect. On the pod. Look at this 2 of coins.
It's a cool deck.
Yeah, it's a really cool deck. I love the faces on this deck. I just stare at them.
All right. So Nick wants to know about Space Paladins. And we're going to tell him.
All right, Nick. What should you write about next?
Flip.
The Hanged Man. L'Implicato.
Hmm. All right. Well,
which makes me think that he's the guilty one. Like,
oh, like he's implicated.
Yeah, he's the suspected party.
Well, this hangman is interesting in that He sort of looks like one of those drawing figures that you reticulate when you're trying to like draw a model.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just hanging from his tree. He looks really happy, even though he is hanging from his neck, which looks scary.
Yeah, well, he's hanging from his neck, but he's kind of hogtied also, so it's all of a piece. But he does look very serene.
So the Hangman is all about getting a new perspective on the world and on your situation. The Hangman climbed up the tree, then he fell, and then he was like, oh, the world looks different now.
Yeah, and I think that different point of view is probably you are finishing up a project right now.
Probably about Space Paladins.
Yeah, and you're looking to change, you need to change the outlook or the point of view that you're approaching things from. So if this last book was about Space Paladins, then you're going to want to not write about Space Paladins, I think. And that's where this question kind of stems from.
Yeah. Flip.
La Ruota, or the Wheel of Fortune.
We are, everything's coming up Major Arcana today.
Which means this is probably, the project that you start next is probably going to be your biggest project yet.
So we have this woman. This is a cool card, because she's like standing on a dragon, like a water serpent.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's kind of inside the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune on top, there's sort of a cornucopia pouring gold out. A horn.
Do you know corn and horn are like the same word?
They rhyme.
Well, they rhyme, but they're like the same thing. Corn means horn.
What?
Yeah. Like
what?
A cornucopia.
Yeah.
Is a horn of plenty. Like copia is copious. And
never considered this.
And so corn, the food that we eat, maize, yeah, it looks like a horn.
Does it?
Yeah. Like it's a stick of food.
Okay.
And so like a unicorn.
Oh, horn. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
One horn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is breaking my brain.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
All right. So the Wheel of Fortune.
I want to say spoiler alert about everything in my life from now on, except for spoilers.
You're just going to like run right into Game of Thrones, the last episode, in a conversation without saying spoiler alert.
Yeah. But
then you're going to say, spoiler alert, I need to refill my coffee.
Yeah, spoiler alert, I really got to pee.
Well, let me know how that goes.
Yeah, spoiler right. Alert, not well.
The Wheel of Fortune, it's about taking things as they come. You spin the wheel, could be good, could be bad. It's the Boethius card.
Yeah, it's very much buy the ticket, take the ride.
I like that.
And so things are, they may be up now, they may be down now, but tomorrow they may be... Like, if they're down today, they may be up tomorrow. Like, there's not always things in your control. And that's what Boethius said also.
Yes.
After he was sentenced to death.
Yes. And lost all of his richness.
Yeah.
It's a history lesson and a vocabulary lesson and a podcast all in one.
It's a very educational podcast. We should change the reason for the podcast and make it educational.
How? Like, when we set it up?
Like in iTunes.
Oh, yeah. In iTunes. Yeah. Education. Instead of spirituality?
Yes.
Okay. Can learn a lot on this show.
Okay, should we go to the future? Should we see, what if this next card is, if it's the Knight of Cups, one, magic is real, and two, you should write about paladins. If it's any knights at all, then you should write about paladins.
Okay.
For sure.
Brian has said that.
Ready?
Flip. It's not.
It's not. It's the Five of Cups.
Okay.
It's Harry Potter wine.
It is Harry Potter wine. This person, some medieval person standing out in a field. In some hills, there's a big castle in the background. He's very upset about his three cups that have spilled, and his two cups are next to him, still upright. All right. I've got the interpretation ready to go about this question.
Do it.
Okay. But I'm going to start at the beginning, and I'm going to work my... That's Wait, just me
should
lately.
We, should we describe the five... Should we describe what the Five of Cups is about first? Should
sure.
I do that first?
Sure, you do that.
The Five of Cups is about... loss, but about appreciating what remains behind afterwards. The person on the Five of Cups has spilled three of their cups.
Three of their Harry Potter wines.
Of Harry Potter wine or tempera paint. There's nothing in these cups. But two of the cups are right behind them and are still upright. And so it's about recognizing what you still have. Recognizing what's important and what you can still take care of on your own.
You say Harry Potter wine, which just makes me realize... just how long I've been suffering through this show.
Because you remember when we talked
like
about...
It was like 60 episodes ago, you lived in... There wasn't the attic. You lived in a different place.
Yeah. Yeah, you've really sacrificed a lot to be here.
Yes. Yes. Ugh, what am I doing with my life? All right. Here it goes. We're putting it all together. Spoiler alert. We're moving on from Space Paladins. That's the top line.
That's where we're at, huh?
Yeah. That's where we're at. So the pass card, the hangman, it's you in your current situation considering what you should do. Should you get a new perspective on your work, or should you keep writing about the things that you've written about before? Now, I am going to interpret the Wheel of Fortune as this present fear that you have of, you know Space Paladins well. Space Paladins have worked for you before, but you're not sure if they're going to work out or if changing something is going to work out. You feel sort of at the mercy of fate. Either you continue on this path that you're on and things could work out, they could not, or you could change, but there's no guarantee that that works out either, which brought you to us. And so the end result is the Five of Cups. It's a card about losing something, but also a card about remembering everything else that you have. And I would say that this is sort of the feeling that you're going to have as you move into your next book that you're writing and you move to a new topic. You're going to have some fear of having lost something. You know, you're really familiar with the topics you've written on before, but now those things are gone and you're going to be sad about it. But you need to remember that there's these other opportunities. There's other upright cups right here on this new path that you're going to be on that can be equally or more fulfilling. The end.
I think that was pretty awesome, Ben.
Thank you, Brian.
Good work.
And thank you, Brian, with a Y. I'm really excited about the amateur tarot choice.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too. I'll get that set up this week.
Cool. Even though we still have some decks to rate, the year's not over.
That's true. I'll get it started.
Okay.
I'll start building the bracket.
Okay, you start building the bracket.
Oh, man. This is how people must feel in March when they have to make all those dumb brackets for sports.
Oh, for sports. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really excited. I thought you meant like full of ideas. And I was like, why is March a particularly fruitful time?
No, it's just because that's when I see brackets all the time.
Yes. Yes.
Should we wait until next March and do our bracket then? So it's like participating when everybody participates in brackets.
I'm too excited. We'll okay. do another bracket in March.
Okay, great. Well,
that'll be our Harry Potter bracket.
Yeah. And speaking of the Daniloff deck and speaking of the Harry Potter bracket and anything else that has to do with independent decks.
Okay.
Did you know that we are sponsored by the Indie Deck Review?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I followed their Instagram.
Indie Deck Review is a collaboration of tarot enthusiasts and professionals who work to showcase the hard work of the independent creator, giving a place where creators can be heard, seen, and promoted.
Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I try to spend as little time as possible tarot adjacent.
Fair.
And I don't follow a lot of tarot accounts. I follow our account because I feel like I have to.
Mm-hmm. Obligation.
Yes. But I also do follow Indie Deck Review, and not just because they sponsor us, but because they post a bunch of pictures of cards. They do detailed reviews about the cards, and it's just a cool way to look at decks. You know, I don't love all of them. I don't love most of them, but some of them are cool. And then I think, I hope Brian buys this one.
Oh. If you spent any amount of time doing tarot stuff during the week, you could just contact me and be like, this looks like a cool deck. But instead, I have to wait to see you on Sunday to even find out that you even have any interest in tarot decks.
Well, I didn't want you to find out. But maybe in the future I'll contact you when I like a deck.
All right, so that brings us to the card of the week. Should we
do that?
Just do the card of the week. This week we are using the Line Strider Tarot.
Now here's the thing: we are having a really good day.
Yeah.
Because I know the Line Strider Tarot, and it is also a great deck.
Good.
And I guess it is now going to make it onto the 2015? Holy hell! What year is it? 2018 Amateur Tarot's Choice.
Yep.
Bracket. Because I don't even need to like look at it to tell you that this is a 5-star deck. Because it's a very cool deck. Watercolor, imagery, very minimalist. There's a lot of animal stuff in it. You are going to poop your pants because these are all out of order, and it wasn't my fault.
Not out of order, but like upside down.
Yeah, upside
right
down
side
and
up.
Inside out. But it's a great deck. It's a 5-star deck. It's a deck that I thought about getting, but then I remember Brian has it, so I don't And then I remember I don't ever do anything with tarot decks other than keep them in a drawer. So I don't need to spend money on it.
Oh, what a world where you can keep all your tarot decks in one drawer.
In one small drawer. Yeah. Yep, but it's a good one, folks. And the card of the week, well, it's now.
It's for everybody. So if you fall under that category, then listen up.
If you are everybody, listen up, because this is a card that I'm going to give to you just out of the goodness of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to take it with you through the week, and you're going to think about it, and it's going to help you for entertainment purposes only.
And this is a Llewellyn deck, and so it's got a really nice book with it. It's probably...
Is that a feature of the Llewellyn decks?
Yeah, when you get Llewellyns in boxes. It's like a 270-page book.
That's the size of most business books.
Yeah.
And it's probably better than most business books.
Maybe. The book that we had last week with that dragon deck that you yep. liked a surprising amount.
Yeah.
That book was very good.
You were so excited for me to tear that deck down.
I was.
And I liked it.
And then I really liked the book of
it. And then that deck is going to make it onto the bracket.
Yeah. So we'll have to... Oh, man.
What?
We're going to have one card that represents each deck. Because I'm not going to put 70 pictures of every single deck.
No, that's too many.
Yeah. And so we'll have to pick one card that represents each deck strongest.
Oh, gosh.
Or we could just use the Fool card from each deck.
Okay.
So that we have like just a standard.
A standard?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a better idea.
Okay. And is the Fool card the appropriate card for us to use?
I suppose.
Okay.
All right.
That's what we'll do.
That's what we'll do.
The rules have been set out for our end of the year bracket.
Man, what a productive episode we're having.
How exciting.
Here's the card of the week. Flip. The Star. And the Star shows a wispy woman with maybe a heron on her
A pelican?
Arm. A pelican? Okay. Yeah, could be a pelican. She's kind of pouring water into the ether.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because she's like got her feet in the water. Great. The lake is here, but it's implied.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. 5 stars.
And the keywords for the Star are renewal, optimism, abundance, generosity, humility, intuition, faith, recovery, hope. One of the most gentle cards in the deck, the Star often appears at a time of personal transformation. She indicates that now is a time of healing and positive transformation, a time to release anger, bitterness, and negativity. Forgive and forget and embrace new opportunities. The Star is often depicted as a woman who is half on dry land, representing common sense and ability, but her other half is in the water, representing intuition and spirituality. In my drawing, I took things a step further and drew her almost as a mermaid, her legs just wispy fins in swirling water. The pictured bird is the sacred ibis,
oh,
representing the mind.
We were both wrong.
The astrological sign of the Star is Aquarius. That's my birth sign. That wasn't in the book. That was Brian talking.
Okay.
In a reading, you may see this card paired with the Hermit. We didn't.
Because we only drew one card.
Blah, blah, blah. This is true also of the Four of Swords, blah, blah, blah. Paired with the Chariot, blah, blah, blah. Or the Magician, blah, blah, blah. Even reverse. I guess that's everything. So,
all right, we did it.
Yeah, back to the beginning of what it says. Now is a time of healing and positive transformation. A time to release anger, bitterness, and negativity. Forgive and forget and embrace new opportunities.
You don't have to reread it all again.
I wasn't. I was just embracing all the... Where it said what the card means.
Okay, that's what it means.
Yeah, so this week, just... Take it easy.
Yeah, but look inside yourself and do your transformation.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of internal work right now. So just focus on that. Focus on that internal work and let yourself grow.
Good advice.
You've earned it.
I can't believe it. We've done it again.
We made it to the end of another show.
Every time we get here, I can't believe it.
You're always so excited. Your tail's just wagging.
My fins are flapping. My mermaid fins.
Thank you so much to Brian for calling in your question.
Oh, I thought you were thinking yourself for a minute. I really did like forget for a moment that our queerance name was Brian. And you're like, thank you, Brian. And I'm like, what a dick. The Tarot Bros thank no one but themselves.
No, thank the other Brian. Brian from New York City.
Okay.
Who
is not writing about paladins anymore.
No, who called in a question and
love
is
that.
Now
called
changing,
in a question.
Changing their whole life aim from writing about paladins to writing about something else.
There are a lot of other things.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what it is.
Things. I want Brian to write in or call in and let us know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Brian will.
Good.
So thanks to Brian. Thanks to our lols. Thank you. We wouldn't have a reason to do this show if it wasn't for you.
Well, I mean, I feel like you would still make me do the show if no one was listening.
Well, yeah, you would have a reason to do this show because apparently I have some mystical occult power over you.
I feel like without the lols, we would still be doing the show, but it's much better to know that you're out there.
Yeah, it's nice to know that you have us and we have you, and we're happy to be here for you. Let's have just one moment of silence for lost lols.
Good.
And Ben, where can they find us online?
They can find us online at amateurtarot.com. You can ask us questions there. You can look at pictures of the spreads of the week and such. It's a good place to go.
And you can write us questions in at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can also be like Brian with a Y. You can call in a question and we'll play it and we'll talk you up because you actually called. And that number is 314-325-6047.
Wonderful.
That's the number. And if you call in, we'll give you the latest D&D manual.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to have to buy that. If you call in the next 10 minutes of us recording this episode.
Whew. Yes.
Oh, no, just save myself $25.
Good. Good. We are also on the internet, on social media, at Tarot Amateur on Twitter, at Amateur Tarot on Instagram.
Ben is on the internet at imakingallthisup.com. And that's where he takes people who aren't so good at business and turns them into people who are pretty good at just living life.
Okay. Brian is on Twitter at Zenner. I can't talk in this outro. I'm so excited to leave that Perfect. I'm just stumbling over my words. Brian's on Twitter at Zen Iron Man.
We have a Facebook group.
Go there, join it, because then you can compete in the Amateur Tarot's Choice deck bracket.
Wait,
2015.
Is there a bracket competition among our lols now?
Isn't that... No, but isn't that where we're going to post the bracket?
That's where we're going to post the bracket, but you said competition.
Well, the bracket is a competition.
Between decks, but not between our lols.
No, I mean...
Like, people enter to win money for...
Oh, no, no one's... No. No one's gambling on this, I don't think. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, if you do gamble on it, please let us know, because that would
be very
interesting.
Because it's just like a voting, bracket. Yeah. Every round, you're going to look at the decks, and then you're going to choose which ones advance, and then, like, a bracket. I mean, I know that I don't know much about sports, and you don't know much about sports, and I have to imagine most of our listeners don't know much about sports, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, we know how brackets work.
Yeah. All right, so join the Facebook group. You can find that on our Facebook page, I guess, Amateur Tarot on Facebook.
Yeah, just look us up on Facebook. You'll find us.
And then do that.
And also, please rate and review us on iTunes. It doesn't cost anything, and it helps us out a lot. And if you do, then you may be featured like Podcastin. And Podcastin says...
An entertaining and funny listen. 5 stars. These guys are easy to listen to. Nope, that's not what it says. It says, these guys are easy to listen.
Hmm.
Guaranteed to make you laugh.
All right. Thanks, Podcastin.
All right, so leave us a review, please. It really helps us out. It helps us with our spiritual energy optimization, and we need that. Now, the show is coming to a close. Now we've arrived at the magic item number 9. Thank you to bounce houses.
Ooh, thank you to bounce houses.
Those are fun.
For always being humid inside.
Gross. All right, well, that brings us to the end of the show, and spoiler alert, magic is real.
That was awesome. I hope that helped, Brian.
Oh, wait, I haven't given the deck a rating.
Oh, that's right.
5 stars.
5 stars. Good job, Daniloff.